Valerie worked the shortwave radio, while Wes nailed a pile of plywood into the trapdoor in the floor. The worms were rising up so fast that they'd buried the lowest trunks of the oak trees and all the branches and first-story windows of each neighboring house. The man kept pouring gasoline out the window and setting them on fire as they rose higher and higher. The scent was terrible, wretched. Thousands and thousands of those red squirming things going up in flames. It was almost as if you could hear all their screams in the blast of the fire, but they couldn't scream, no, and only a terrified mind could hear one. "We're almost out of gasoline," the man said to Wes. "Darn it, we're running out of time. They're rising too high and too fast." Suddenly, a loud blast of sound pounded the air. It pounded and pounded, and the humdrum rolled the walls. It was a loud moaning and droning, as if from an amplifier as large as a cloud or as large as the moon. The noise kept droning on and on. The three of them covered their ears with their hands. The droning sound was loud and strange, a sound none of them had ever heard before. "Wes, Wes," the man shouted, "get over here and look." "What?" "Just hurry," said the man. "Get over here and see." Wes hurried over and glanced out at the fields and streets. The worms were retreating. Yes, the worms were retreating down back into the soil. The worms kept retreating down and down because of the sound. It had to be because of the sound, because the worms were retreating into the soil until all of the soil became brown mush and mud, and not a trace of any worms were left. None except for those that had been lit up by the gasoline and fires, or had been smeared over by the fallen debris of trees and branches. "What happened?" the man asked. Just then a voice came over the shortwave and said the military had used some sort of sonar pulse weapon to repel the worms. The weapons were being used all over the world to repel the worms, to offset that awful vibration from the rings of Saturn which had finally passed beyond the Earth and left all of humanity safe. And the shortwave said that these unprecedented solar flares were also finally at their end, and that everyone could begin to recoup and recover from whatever the hell had just happened in every corner of the globe. That was a relief. The three of them glanced at each other. Valerie fell into Wes's arms and hugged him tight. She didn't have to say a word, and neither did he. The other man grabbed the hammer and went to work unhinging the plywood Wes had nailed in to secure them safely. The worm invasion was over, finally over, but would they ever come back? Wes could never be sure, and neither could Valerie. They never looked at a drainpipe the same way, not ever again. The same went for the other man and all the rest. No one ever looked at any drainpipe or toilet bowl the same way, not after what happened with all of those creepy crawlers, those darn wretched blasted worms. ¶¶